Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Another episode of Trite Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Gonzalez. I hope you're doing well. Hope you guys have enjoyed the rain we've had the last few weeks here in SoCal. I know for us athletic directors, rescheduling sports is always fun. So as much as we've enjoyed the rain, we're glad to have a break here these last few days and hopefully going into next week as well. So just kind of follow up, recap on some spring sports, how we're doing, what's kind of going on with changes in CIF. I know last week on the show we had Tanner Motzke, who's our boys golf coach, also an alumni. He's been doing a great job leading that program. They just got back from Avalon, which is Catalina Island, for those of you that may not know. Played a few rounds out there, stayed the night, had a great team trip, won both their matches. They I think they're sitting at 6-2, 7-2 on the year, so well done, Tanner. Keep it up. One of our sports that's having one of the best spring seasons from a competitive standpoint is our boys baseball program. They're currently 9-0. This is their third year as a program, third year under head coach Chris Gomez as well, with his staff that's been with them, Bo Amaral and Coach Woody. They're having a great year. They're 9-0 currently, undefeated in league play, and sitting ranked number one in their division. So being a new program, you start. For those of you that may not be too familiar with how it works, when you launch a program for the first time, CIF starts at the bottom, and then you work your way up, right? This will change moving forward with the new competitive equity model that we talked about a few weeks ago. But because of that, boys baseball is Division 8, ranked number one in Division 8, and are having a great year. Their postseason kind of like hopes and maybe a deep run, all that looks very positive as long as we can continue to keep our boys healthy. But they're having a great little run at it. They had a big win, I think 2 days ago against Western Christian, who is typically one of the top teams in our league. They play again tomorrow against Cornerstone Christian, another team that's ranked in their division, which is, I think, the division 6 or 7. So good little stretch of games here for them. Excited to see that, you know, what they do and what they continue to do. Track and field's another one. Track and field under head coach Josh Espinoza is, I think he's in his sixth year with us. He's been one of our longer tenure coaches, and he's grown that program from maybe a handful of kids when he got it, maybe 10 or 15 at most, to about 52 track athletes, which is very impressive. They just had their first league cluster, I think it was yesterday, up at Webb in Claremont, and from the initial reports that I got from the coaches and the parents and those that were there, that it was great. Our athletes did well. We competed well. We have a lot of talent in our distant and mid-distant runners, so that's fun to see them find success. But overall, spring sports is off and running. Things are great. Boys volleyball, girls beach are having successful seasons. We launched boys tennis this year for the first time. They had their first match yesterday, which was another history moment for us. These students continuing to build Triton tradition, continuing to build a legacy for our athletic department, which we're just completely excited about. So they had their first match yesterday, and they did lose, but we got to start somewhere. So we're excited to see them continue to play the last few, you know, months of the season here as they get into league play. So, yeah, and some CIF updates. You know, the biggest update, we talked a little bit about it a few weeks ago, but it is moving forward, is this new competitive equity model when it comes to postseason play. Towards the end of each season now, CIF is going to collect all the data, and they're going to go ahead and determine where your school, where your team lands for the postseason, where now you get that predetermined before a season starts. So they'll take the last 2 years of history. They have a model for how they do it, a metrics for it, and that gives you a number, and then that pops you out to a certain division. Well, that goes away. So no coach, no athletic department, no team will know what division they are until the end of their regular season. Once CIF's done the same idea of compiling all the data, figuring out, okay, what's the competitive equity, what's, you know, your power ranking score, and then they're going to place you in a division. So we're curious to see how that plays out, how leagues will reform based on that, how coaches will schedule based on that. It is a new model that I'm sure will have its ups and downs. Boys, or football has done that for a few years now, and they've had some success there, so they're rolling it out for the rest of the programs, and we'll see. So what it does with maybe polls and rankings before the year, who knows? I know a lot of papers do their own rankings for certain sports. Maybe that'll become the new thing where, you know, in Orange County, the Register has their kind of weekly rankings for basketballs and soccer and volleyball and so on. So we are curious to see how that plays out with that. So, yeah, that's just a quick update. I wanted to make sure just to fill people in on some of the things that are happening, the success that's going on. We look forward to the postseason. It's going to be here before we know it. We're heading to spring break here very shortly, and hopefully our athletes continue to stay healthy, enjoy time with family, but continue to build Triton tradition. So visit our website, pacificathletics.org. You can go to our Instagram or social media pages, any of them, to find out more information about Triton Athletics. All right, thanks, guys.